On Senior Mendicants, first, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. With Bahuna. At one time, the Buddha was staying near Kampar on the banks of the Gagara lotus pond. Then Venerable Bahuna went up to the Buddha, bowed, sat down to one side and said to him, "Sir, how many things has the realized one escaped from, so that he lives detached, liberated, his mind free of limits?" Bahuna, the realized one has escaped from 10 things, so that he lives detached, liberated, his mind free of limits. What 10? Form, feeling, perception, choices, consciousness, rebirth, old age, death, suffering, defilements. Suppose there was a blue water lily, or a pink or white lotus. Though it sprouted and grew in the water, it would rise up above the water and stand with no water clinging to it. In the same way, the realized one has escaped from 10 things, so that he lives detached, liberated, his mind free of limits. With Ananda. Then Venerable Ananda went up to the Buddha, bowed and sat down to one side. The Buddha said to him, "Ananda, it is quite impossible for a faithless mendicant to achieve growth, improvement or maturity in this teaching and training. It is quite impossible for a mendicant who is unethical, unlearned, and hard to admonish to achieve growth, improvement, or maturity in this teaching and training. It is quite impossible for a mendicant who is with bad friends to achieve growth, improvement, or maturity in this teaching and training. It is quite impossible for a mendicant who is lazy, unmindful, and lacking contentment to achieve growth, improvement, or maturity in this teaching and training. It is quite impossible for a mendicant who is of corrupt wishes and of wrong view to achieve growth, improvement, or maturity in this teaching and training. It is quite impossible for a mendicant with these 10 qualities to achieve growth, improvement, or maturity in this teaching and training. It is quite possible for a faithful mendicant to achieve growth, improvement, or maturity in this teaching and training. It is quite possible for a mendicant who is ethical, a learned memorizer and easy to admonish, to achieve growth, improvement, or maturity in this teaching and training. It is quite possible for a mendicant who is with good friends to achieve growth, improvement, or maturity in this teaching and training. It is quite possible for a mendicant who is energetic, mindful, and contented to achieve growth, improvement, or maturity in this teaching and training. It is quite possible for a mendicant who is of few desires and of right view to achieve growth, improvement, or maturity in this teaching and training. It is quite possible for a mendicant with these 10 qualities to achieve growth, improvement, or maturity in this teaching and training." With Puniya. Then Venerable Puniya went up to the Buddha, bowed, sat down to one side and said to him, "Sir, what is the cause, what is the reason why sometimes the realized one feels inspired to teach and other times not?" Puniya, when a mendicant has faith but doesn't approach, the realized one doesn't feel inspired to teach. But when a mendicant has faith and approaches, the realized one feels inspired to teach. When a mendicant has faith and approaches, but doesn't pay homage, the realized one doesn't feel inspired to teach. But when a mendicant has faith, approaches, and pays homage, the realized one feels inspired to teach. When a mendicant has faith, approaches, pays homage, but they don't ask questions, the realized one doesn't feel inspired to teach. But when a mendicant has faith, approaches, pays homage, and they ask questions, the realized one feels inspired to teach. When a mendicant has faith, approaches, pays homage, asks questions, but they don't actively listen to the teaching, the realized one doesn't feel inspired to teach. But when a mendicant has faith, approaches, pays homage, asks questions, and they actively listen, the realized one feels inspired to teach. When a mendicant has faith, approaches, pays homage, asks questions, actively listens, but they don't remember the teaching, the realized one doesn't feel inspired to teach. But when a mendicant has faith, approaches, pays homage, asks questions, actively listens, and remembers the teaching, the realized one feels inspired to teach. When a mendicant has faith, approaches, pays homage, asks questions, actively listens, remembers the teaching, but they don't reflect on the meaning of the teachings they've remembered, the realized one doesn't feel inspired to teach. But when a mendicant has faith, approaches, pays homage, asks questions, actively listens, remembers the teaching, and reflects on the meaning of the teaching, the realized one feels inspired to teach. When a mendicant has faith, approaches, pays homage, asks questions, actively listens, remembers the teaching, reflects on the meaning of the teachings they've remembered, but not having understood the meaning and the teaching, they don't practice accordingly. The realized one doesn't feel inspired to teach. But when a mendicant has faith, approaches, pays homage, asks questions, actively listens, remembers the teaching, reflects on the meaning of the teaching, and they practice accordingly, the realized one feels inspired to teach. When a mendicant has faith, approaches, pays homage, asks questions, actively listens, remembers the teaching, reflects on the meaning of the teachings, practice accordingly, but they are not a good speaker and do not enunciate well, their voice is not polished, clear, articulate, and doesn't express the meaning, the realized one doesn't feel inspired to teach. But when a mendicant has faith, approaches, pays homage, asks questions, actively listens, remembers the teaching, reflects on the meaning of the teaching, practice accordingly, and they're a good speaker who enunciates well, the realized one feels inspired to teach. When a mendicant has faith, approaches, pays homage, asks questions, actively listens, remembers the teaching, reflects on the meaning of the teachings, practice accordingly, they're a good speaker and enunciate well, but they don't educate, encourage, fire up, and inspire their spiritual companions, the realized one doesn't feel inspired to teach. But when a mendicant has faith, approaches, pays homage, asks questions, actively listens to the teachings, remembers the teachings, reflects on the meaning, practices accordingly, has a good voice, and encourages their spiritual companions, the realized one feels inspired to teach. When someone possesses these 10 qualities, the realized one feels totally inspired to teach.